Great to have you along today on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. We're going to take a look at renters and renters' rights on the program. Renters face many challenges in navigating their housing situations, but Wisconsin residents have places like the Tenant Resource Center on their side. And today we're going to be talking with two Tenant Resource Center employees, and we'll be talking about resources for renters, cover dealing with eviction notices, seeking repairs, understanding leases, and a whole lot more with our two guests. One of them, Chris Belli-Antimo, is an associate director of the Tenant Resource Center. Chris Belli, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you so much for inviting us.
Great to have you with us today. Also with us today, Kiana Amaguano Kachikwango, who is the Eviction Diversion and Defense Partnership Program Manager. That's a mouthful, by the way, Kiana. But she's the program manager at the Tenant Resource Center. And Kiana, thank you so much for joining us as well.
Thank you, Larry.
Appreciate having you both with us. And as you listen to our two experts, I hope you'll join in. Are you a renter? What's your advice for having a smooth relationship with your landlord? Give us your questions about maybe the eviction process or how to break a lease early. Join in. The number's 800-642-1234, or you could send an email to talk@WPR.org. Let's start. Tell us a little bit about the Tenant Resource Center. How do you help renters and landlords in Wisconsin?
Hi, Larry. Yeah, I can give you a little bit of our background and information, just general services that TRC is able to provide. So we have been around for about 45 years now. Well, next year it will be our 45th anniversary. And then we have three specific programs, one of which is the housing counseling program that consists of staff that help tenants and landlords answer any questions in regards to tenant-landlord law. So we are very focused on the 704 chapter, legislators chapter 704. And we are also very well informed about the ATCP 134, which are the laws that cover the tenant landlord living experience regulations. So our housing counselors can help anyone just walk-ins with information or questions, from repairs to security deposits to understanding your lease. We can guide you also in how to reply to a landlord if you have a 5-day, 14-day, 30-day notice. If this is your first time renting and you need the ins and outs, we're able to give you that information as a housing counselor. And that's what we like to let the community know. We aren't attorneys, so we cannot give you legal advice or tell you what to do, but we will help you understand what the processes look like and what your options are. And at the end of the day, it is every person's own decision, deciding what it is they want to do and how they want to move forward. Because not everyone lives the same way or has the family members or whatnot. So a decision that I make might not be the same decision you would make.
Where are your offices located, by the way?
Yeah, so our main office is 2510 Winnebago Street. We just recently moved here, and we are open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Thursday. We have a hybrid, we have another satellite office in Sun Prairie, which is Sunshine. And we are available there Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 8:30 to 5 p.m. And then we also staff Goodman South Campus on Perry Street, and we are there Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
So how'd you get involved in this kind of work, by the way? I'll ask you both that. Go ahead, Chris Belli.
Yeah, thanks. So I heard about it and I had nothing, no background in housing. I think it was more of a lived experience type of thing. I got very involved because of all the misleading information that my community or our community of Spanish speakers have. So knowing what we thought was okay and normal through my childhood, later on finding out it's not okay. So after learning all this information and these laws and regulations, I decided it was a good opportunity for me to become involved and to also share this knowledge with the community.
And Kiana, what about you?
Yeah, so for me, I got involved during the pandemic. During the pandemic, as you're aware that there was a lot of just people that fell behind on rent, and with different funding that came available through different federal funds and the government and everything, there was some rental assistance available. And I was working for a different different organization at that time, and they needed assistance. The Tenant Resource Center needed assistance with distributing those rental assistance funds to specifically the Spanish-speaking community, because the funds were out there, but specifically the Spanish-speaking community just wasn't applying. So that's how I heard about the Tenant Resource Center. I applied eventually to here, and then I've been here ever since. So it's about almost 3 years now. And one program that Chris Belli mentioned was the housing counseling program. But another big program that we have at the Tenant Resource Center focuses a lot about the eviction process and the tenants facing eviction in Dane County. So what my program, the EDDP program, or the Eviction Diversion Defense Partnership. So it's a mouthful. We do outreach to all the tenants that are facing eviction in Dane County. So we try to educate them about the process, try to provide some rental assistance funds, and most importantly, try to connect them with attorneys that can represent them in eviction court. So a lot of landlords are represented and they know the process very well, but a lot of tenants just don't know what their rights are going through the eviction process. Sometimes they get those court papers, they don't know what they mean, they don't know why they got those court papers, and they're a little bit lost, and my program kind of helps them navigate that process.
We have, somebody's wondering, what resources are there for renters and landlords outside of your area where you work, Madison area? Chris Belli.
Yeah, so at the moment, we are not well informed of what other resources there is out there outside of Dane County. But as we speak, we do have one of our staff members who is currently looking for that information so that we can have it on our website. But it will take time just to make sure that most of these services are still open. As we found out, most of the services that were available did close during the pandemic. So it's a lot of investigating, making sure things are still open and running. But Kiana can share a little bit about like eviction process.
We know the eviction process in Dane County very well, but there's similar steps that are taken in other counties. So if there's general questions about a specific notice or anything like that, we can potentially answer those questions. But if someone is looking for legal assistance or legal representation in outside of Dane County, there are other organizations. One organization that does pop in my head is Legal Action of Wisconsin. They do have offices, I know, in like Green Bay and Milwaukee area and stuff like that. So that they would be a good resource if someone has more legal questions.
And we work closely with
them. Yeah.
Nina in Menasha has a question or a comment. Let's go there. Hi, Nina.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. With the crisis in actually our whole country, but Wisconsin, the rent is getting ridiculous. I'm a renter, I'll be all my life. But I was surprised to find out about more people need to press our Congress or our local officials to get a rent control in Wisconsin. I found out if you go on lawdistrict.com, you can see an actual map. I found this out because a friend of mine does flipping. He flips houses. And he told me that there are companies and people with money from out of state swarming to Wisconsin and buying up properties to, because they can up the rent as much as they want. And to prove it, my brother got $300 increase, $300 a month, a couple months ago. And they said, yep, we're upping the rent $300 more a month. And he'd lived there for 6 years. Of course, there's, you know, costs, but he either could move or pay it. And why isn't more protection done in Wisconsin, having a rent control to stop this from happening? This is ridiculous.
That is a good question and something that we have been noticing too. We do have a lot of data on just the leases that we get and then the renewals. People that we've worked with have noticed that like increase of rent very rapidly, suddenly. I talk to tenants every day and that's one of their main concerns. And one of the things that we all always get asked here is like, is there any way to like protect yourself from those rent increase or anything like that? And unfortunately, a lot of that power is with just the laws of the state. So if your lease ends, your landlord is entitled to raise the rent by any amount. There is no cap in how much they raise that rent. But that means that's when the lease ends. So for example, they can't change your rent at the middle of any lease agreement. If you are some sort of month-to-month tenant, they have to give you the proper notification before increasing your rent. If you are a month-to-month tenant, that means giving you 28-day notice and stuff like that. So there is no rent control, but there are certain things in place that can protect you while you're in your tenancy or during your lease.
Thank you very much for calling, Nina. Appreciate it. We had an email from Josh who had a comment about raising the rent too, but also mentioned to the landlord, his landlord, that certain things need to be fixed or replaced, and they're not doing it. So an example Josh has is the windows that leak cold air during the winter. And all Josh did was take the window trim off and re-insulate them. But how can landlords get away with this is what his question is, not fixing or taking care of the property itself.
Yeah, so in those types of scenarios, it does depend where you live in the county, let's say. What we have seen here a lot in Madison is that there is a thing called rent abatement. We do encourage tenants to reach out to your landlord in writing, letting them know of the situation so that it gets repaired. I know that depending on what the repair is, you can only wait so long, right? So there is the next step, which would be filing a complaint with DATCAP, letting them know like, hey, my landlord is not repairing this and I'm going through these conditions. And then DATCAP would give you some feedback on that. Another option is to file a report or call the building inspector, and the building inspector will come out to your unit, inspect the situation, and give the landlord a couple of days, depending again on what the repair is, so that they can get that fixed. If for some reason the landlord is not able to fix that during that time frame, the building inspector can, again, this is in Madison, can decide to rent abate you, and then the tenant would be eligible for rent abatement, which means reducing some of the rent payment because of that repairs not being done.
Typically, and you must deal with this a lot, what are things that you might be responsible when it comes to repairs, you know, typically, and what would the landlord be responsible for? Is there a typical comment on that, Chris Belli?
Yeah, so usually the simple things like light bulbs and making sure you're upkeeping with the unit. But regardless if anything breaks, you should always let your landlord know so that they can fix it. If you're not able to fix it, the landlord should fix it, but they are entitled to invoice you for that. So whether it's your fault, whether it's not your fault. Yeah, anything you want to add to that?
No, just going back a little bit on that specific question about letting the cold, like insulating a place. There is some general, I'm not sure if it's in the whole state of Wisconsin, but in Dane County, you're in winter, your main areas, like your living room, your kitchen, your bedroom should maintain 67, I believe, 67 degrees Fahrenheit. And if it doesn't, that is grounds to like call the building inspector right away, because there is a law in Wisconsin that says it has to be 67 degrees inside of your house. And if it isn't, that is a violation that the landlord is committing.
Talking about renters and renters' rights with our guest today, Kiana Amaguana, Ketchiguango, and our other guest, Chris Belli Antimo, who are with the Tenant Resource Center. Join in with your questions. The number is 800-642-1234, or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Talking today about renters and renters' rights with Kiana and Chris Belli from the Tenant Resource Center, operating out of Madison, Dane County. Great to have them with us. And let's take a call from Rona in Cameron. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Hello to your guests. I'm so excited to be able to pose this question today. So my son has lived in Eau Claire in the same place for 8 years. It's been sold 4 different times. Each time, I mean, because he's lived there for a number of years now, there have been things that have been needed to be repaired. So he'll contact the current owner about getting something repaired. It doesn't happen. Then the place gets sold, and the repair still hasn't occurred. And this has been going on for years now. Now my son is looking at moving out, and we just don't really know what to do.
So in terms of he's moving because these changes haven't been made, and he's wondering how could that be remedied, or what should he do next in terms of finding another place?
Well, when he moves out, all these things that have never been fixed because of the changes are going to be off his security deposit, and it's going to end up costing probably more than a security deposit. Like, for example, someone tried to break into his apartment, so one of the screens is really ripped. Someone another time tried to break in, and the door jamb is busted. And this is just, it's just never been repaired, and I worry about how much he'll lose.
Hmm. What do you think, Kiana?
Yeah, after listening to that, that one of the main things that we always ask the tenants is, do you have any written documentation of you requesting these repairs, whether it's the first landlord, second landlord, third landlord, from whenever you moved in? And that's why also the check-ins, pictures, and writing it down, it's very important. So if your son has any of that information, I would highly suggest that they continue to ask for these repairs and to just send anything, old documents that he has, to the current landlord, and even reaching out to the building inspector at this point in time. So those would be my suggestions for now for your son. But if he, like you said, he's been living there for a couple of years now, look back through his email, text messages, pictures that he might have that can demonstrate that these issues have been ongoing for the past couple of years.
Yeah. And the other part that I'll add is that I know there was some concern about like the deductions from the security deposit. Whenever a landlord removes anything or deducts anything from a security deposit, you're entitled to know why they did that. So you can always ask for like an invoice or an itemized list of the different deductions that they took. And you can write a letter contesting those charges. Like if you don't agree with them, like for this case, it could be, I've asked for this to be repaired multiple times. Here's the proof. Please remove this from the deduction of my security deposit. So on our website, we also have templates on how to ask for these security deposit deductions to be removed. So that could be a good resource too for this person.
So Tenant, what's your website?
TenantResourceCenter.org.
TenantResourceCenter.org. Rona, there you go. Thank you for calling. Patricia in Edigo, your turn. Hi, Patricia.
Hello.
Hi, what's on your mind?
I'm an attorney, and I live in northern Wisconsin, and I worked for the last 5 years at Judicare Legal Aid, which is the legal aid services for Northern 33 counties and the 11 tribal nations of Wisconsin. So if people have tenant questions in Northern Wisconsin, JudiCare is the place they should call. Legal Action serves the southern part of the state and the East Coast, basically. But I would reiterate, if you've got issues with repairs, make sure that you document your request for repairs and call the building inspector or the, sometimes it's the county that does building inspectors in the more rural areas before you withhold any rent, because you can get evicted for withholding rent. And Madison, I lived in Madison for 50 years, but Madison has a rent abatement ordinance. Wausau also has a rent abatement ordinance, but outside of Madison and Wausau, there's really no specific procedure for abating rent, and you don't want to self-help abate. You want to make sure that you have notified the landlord, you've made it clear what needs to be fixed, and there are certain violations that would make your place uninhabitable, like no heat, for instance,
yeah.
or no electricity. There's a state code. So make sure you document all that. And with regard to rent control, there were changes to the laws in 2011 that were very disadvantageous to tenants. And one was restricting the ability of local governments to have rent control or rent abatement programs. So it's the state legislature that would need to do something about that.
Hmm. Patricia, a lot of good information there. Thank you so much for calling. And I see our guests today have been smiling or nodding in agreement as you talk. Thank you very much for calling. And Mary in Madison, your turn. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Hello. I was wondering if I could, I don't have internet at home, but if I could go to the library, if I were to move and I thought this place was nice, is there a website that the city of Madison has where you can check on landlords for complaints and fines they've paid?
All right, Chris Belly, or Kiana, do you know of a place that Mary could go to check on that?
Did you say complaints?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not that I know of. There is not a website with complaints, but if there is a unit or a property that you're interested in, you can always, before you get more information, is request the, you can always call the building inspector to get some information about inspections, and even DATCAP, they can give you information about what has been reported from other tenants. And if you were to decide to sign a lease, when you get that to the unit, you can always ask a copy for the itemized list from the reductions from the previous tenant security deposit as well.
Hmm. And Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection does have a list of complaints, you have people who have complained about a specific property. So,
yep.
Yeah, there you go, Mary. Thank you. Appreciate it. And Brian and Madison, quick comment?
Oh, yes. Hi. Good afternoon. I have a question. This has come up before with the pressure on apartments in Madison, that there's a lot of competition for fewer units. And I wanted to ask or get clarification. So the landlord can choose to not renew a tenant. Isn't that correct? Within that context, how much do you really want to complain about a leaking faucet or whatever? So I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah, thank you. So the landlord has the ability to non-renew your lease. Is that correct?
For the most part, yes. So a landlord can non-renew your lease and doesn't have to disclose the reason why. Now, there is a couple of asterisks to that. One of them is that if you do live in some sort of subsidized housing, like Section 8, Section 42, they do need to give you the reason. And the reason has to be a valid reason. That term valid reason, that can be interpreted kind of in different ways. And then the other one is that if you believe that your landlord non-renew you because of some sort of discrimination reason, specifically in the city of Madison, just because there's a lot of different protected classes in the city of Madison, that that might be a reason to potentially get some legal advice and some like legal representation, just because proving that something is discrimination is its own battle.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But you have on your site information for people who can, you know, respond to a number of the situations we've talked about today. And and again, the site is?
It is tenantresourcecenter.org.
Tenantresourcecenter.org. Kiana, Chris Belli, thank you both so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it. And hopefully we can do this again down the road. Thank you so much for being with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for inviting us. Take care.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening in today. Tomorrow's Garden Talk, of course, and this show, Garden Talk, all the shows are a team effort. Big thanks to our producers, Clara Neipert and Joel Patnott, our technical directors, Lee Rayburn and Jeff Robbins, and our executive producer, Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Thank you for listening, and stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News.